Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Chers auditeurs,
dear listeners,
bonjour.
Welcome to Comme d'Archi Podcast Season 5.
Saison 5, dans le monde fascinant des architectes.
And in the architectural projects.
Je suis Anne-Charlotte Deponte, passionnée d'architecture et docteur des universités en histoire de l'archi.
I am one of the spokespersons of Anne-Charlotte, who is a PhD in architecture history.
Merci.
Thank you.
D'être avec moi aujourd'hui.
To be with us today.
Et
and
maintenant,
now,
lundi en français, place au talent.
And Wednesday, let's talk projects. In English, of course.
Bienvenue dans Comme d'Archi.
Dear listeners, good morning. This is Esther on behalf of Anne-Charlotte. It's good to meet you again in Season 5 of Comme d'Archi, Episode 47, with a text about the French Interior Architecture Office, Lyotard and the Queen. Lyotard and the Queen, or LATQ, is an interior architecture agency founded in 2020 by Maxime Lyotard, interior architect and designer, a graduate of Penningen, and Soraya Gemini Wagner, self-taught and an expert in the luxury sector. Today, the agency boasts interior design projects for the La Môme restaurant in Monte Carlo, the Maison Palmier Hotel in the heart of Abidjan, Côte d'Ivoire, and numerous private residences. Their agency, located at 89 Rue du Faubourg Saint-Antoine in the 11th arrondissement of Paris, is a testament to their talent for mixing styles with elegance. A little background. Initially, Maxime wanted to work in a highly artistic field, but under pressure, he set his sights on architecture. But he quickly branched out into interior design and got his start at the Studio KO agency, where he met his associate, Soraya, the Queen. Soraya, in contrast to the suburbs where she grew up, was attracted to beauty from a very early age. This love of beauty eventually propelled her to the head of the Lyotard and the Queen agency, even though nothing predestined her for this type of career. The first project delivered by LATQ is Cyril Lignac's Patisserie in Saint-Tropez in the south of France. Located on the road to the beaches, the famous pastry chef wanted a different kind of store, less sophisticated and more gourmet than in Paris, appealing to both local and tourist customers. A double-rounded patisserie window shows off its generous shapes, emphasizing the delicious cakes, contrasting with the simplicity of the beams and simple wooden shelves, where the sober aesthetic of the bread is reinforced. The order for the 450 square meters La Môme restaurant in Monte Carlo came next. The restaurant is located on a rooftop above the Port Palace Hotel, opposite the Palais des Festivals. The identity is deliberately chic. The entire floor is finished in marble. The layout is Italian-inspired. Fortunate enough to enjoy a substantial budget for their project, they incorporated iconic armchairs, those by Ludwig Mies van der Rohe and Pierre Paulin, slightly revisited for the occasion, since the seats are covered in distinctive fabrics, the former in peacock velvet by Nobilis, with the agreement of Knoll, the latter in zebra, with the agreement of Paulin Cassina. Iconic seats with singular covers. An archy project where certain elements reinforce the hieratic aesthetic of the hotel's architecture while warming it up. The mirrors surrounded by oak wood with bull feet, the doors still in oak with square grooves. A cashier sells cigarettes in this old-fashioned restaurant. The agency has just delivered an emblematic 4-star Parisian hotel project. And that's what we're going to tell you more about today, because here, it's all about reconnecting with history and creating new sequences. Pushing open the porte cochère at 12 Boulevard Malesherbes Paris 8, it's like entering a bubble. At once a bubble of comfort and a metaphor for a champagne bubble. Light and elegant, bouncy. Behind the hushed entrance and thick velvet curtain, the tone is immediately set. To the left of a palm tree stained glass window designed by Atelier de C, the Nepita restaurant comes to life. Beyond the reception area, a small lounge with fireplace and jukebox welcomes guests for a drink. Sophisticated relaxation reminiscent of the hotel's origins, when American writers of the Roaring Twenties, led by Fitzgerald and Hemingway, stayed at the Florida. At that time, and right up to the 70s, the Madeleine district were the festive hub of literary and gastronomic Paris. As a child, didn't Proust live at 9 Boulevard Malesherbes? It's this lively, animated character that Mathieu Dumas brings to the Hotel Florida Paris, turning this Haussmann building into a family home that's open, friendly, a little bohemian, and terribly Parisian. With its 1,700 square meters, 7 floors, and 39 rooms and suites, the Hotel Florida Paris occupies a corner building with a bow, as only Baron Haussmann's plans could cut. Whether classic, superior, deluxe, or junior suite, each of the rooms and categories makes these very Parisian volumes its own. Designed as apartments, some suites are interconnected, while others offer balconies and views of the Eiffel Tower. Such is the case with the Florida Suite, one of the hotel's finest. Exclusively designed carpeting, marble and 70s ceramics in the bathroom, this room sums up the hotel's decor imagined by Lyotard and the Queen. Brass fillet, tropical leafy or geometric motifs, marble and burr wood, or stretch fabrics and paneling, all are inspired by the hotel's Art Deco past. The architects have used the graphic vocabulary of this period as the basis for a joyful mix of 70s furnitures and family home spirit. In the attic, on the 6th and 7th floors of what looks like the attic of a doll's house, floral wallpapers rubs shoulders with childlike blue hues and antique furniture. Throughout the house, a fragrant breeze of leather, coffee, mahogany wood, and Casablanca lilies wafts through the air. Imagined by Rami Magdashi, founder of the Lola James Harper candle brand, this scent completes the impression of being in a home. All the furniture, fixtures, and accessories, right down to the smallest toothbrush holder, have been carefully thrifted to give each room and suite a different atmosphere. It's as if you're in a home, with the mix of objects, styles, and periods that belongs only to its owner. With their handcrafted moldings, the hallways and corridors range from slightly old-fashioned peachy pink to terracotta. Colors, in any case. The volumes are round, soft, and feminine. Family-friendly, the place is no less glamorous. A tribute to the couple and the spark that united Zelda and Scott, Jane and Serge. In many rooms, photographs of famous duos adorn the walls and bathrooms, which are all designed in marble and often feature a double shower. The minibar and its glassware have also been the focus of a great deal of creative attention. In every room and suite, you can enjoy a real bar experience and concoct your own cocktails. the Hotel Florida Paris offers us a comforting and intimate place, quirky and lively. Between Art Deco, vintage glamour, and a playful spirit, the Hotel Florida Paris, thanks to the design by Lyotard and the Queen, makes its own the atmosphere of the 1920s address, where Fitzgerald and other writers took up residence in Paris. Both intimate and cheerful, the establishment, opened in March 2024 by Mathieu Dumas, founder of today's Florida, offers a warm cocoon that aims to put the Madeleine district back on the map of effervescent Paris, with its tropical and geometric motifs and floral wallpapers. The Florida is both a family home and a reinterpretation of the Roaring Twenties. Dear listeners, thank you for tuning in. Let's meet again next week for a new Comme d'Archie in English. And until then, take care of yourselves. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening.
And thanks to the sound engineer who was collaborating with us today.
Don't forget to tune in to our previews on Instagram at Comme d'Archie Podcast. If you enjoy this podcast, don't hesitate to promote it by giving it 5 stars and a little comment on Apple Podcasts or on your favorite podcast platform. And above all, subscribe to listen to all of our episodes for free. See you soon, and until then, take care of yourself.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.